code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 23rd of December 2009. Newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com. That's the main website, and bookmark all the other sites I have listed on the front page. These are the official sites. If you have problems downloading from the main site, the com site, it's because too many folk go in at one time. So if you spread it around and try these alternate sites, you might get in quicker, easier downloads too. And it's a good idea too, because the big sites go down once in a while. And if you have these sites bookmarked, you can always download the latest shows. There's cuttingthrough.jenkness.com. There's cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca. There's Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca. And there's Alan Watt, sentinel.eu. The Sentinel site is a European site, has all the same audios for download, but it has addition of transcripts of a lot of the talks I've given in the past, which you can download for prints up, and you can choose from the various languages of Europe. And as always, you are the audience who bring me to you. Remember, I'm not backed by a foundation or a company or people who are selling stuff. It's up to you to bring me to you, and you do that by buying the few things I have for sale on the website. If you go in there, you'll find out what I have for sale. There's books, CDs and discs that I make myself. And you can donate as well. And personal check is good from the US to Canada. You can also use PayPal for orders and donations. If you send a separate email, you can always send through PayPal. You can use Western Union, MoneyGram. And in the US too, you also have international postal money orders, which are good in Canada, but you're stressed for the international one. That's a sort of pink communist one, because we're all international now. And for those outside the Americas, same thing, Western Union, MoneyGram, or PayPal. It's up to you, or some people to send cash. And that's good enough too, that comes through. The ads you hear on the show go to pay for the airtime. It's paid directly from the advertisers to RBN. I don't have anything at all to do with it. And that pays for their time and their staff and their equipment and their bills too. Most folk think today that everything should be free on the net and elsewhere. But believe you me, nothing. If something's really free, something's bending your mind at the same time for propaganda purposes. For those who get a disc burned and passed to them, you can write to me at Alan Watt, W-A-T-T, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is E-S-T-A-I-R-E, Ontario, Canada. The postal code is P as in Peter, 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1. And that's that out of the way. Now, it's a good topic, actually, if you think something's free. It's so incredible to go through the history of propaganda and how science is developed long before the 20th century even, or the 21st, never mind the 21st century, but long before the 20th century, and studies were done on whole populations of people to see how they thought about things, what topics they thought about, why they thought about those topics. And it concluded even then it was basically through word of mouth or from town criers, as they had prior to the newspapers being available to everyone. And whatever you were told became your topic for the week, basically. Most folk don't think through the wording of what they're being given. They simply accept it as fact. And study after study has proven that about 87% of the population don't question anything they hear from mainstream media. So you can imagine who got in on that act in the 20th century and now totally dominate it. Back with more after this break.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first-of-its-kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa?
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just mentioning how the big boys who want to control the world got in early because you could never allow media to develop this truly alternate, giving other points of views. If you want to standardize the world, you got to standardize the minds of the public by coordinating all media through them, through those two basic channels and eventually one. We were pretty well at today because most stuff goes through routers. And there's only one other major news wire worldwide. Personally, I don't think there's any competition at all. I think there's really one at the top with the impression there is competition. And you'll find that with a lot of things, even to do with big international corporations. I really don't think there's competition at all. And many of the biggest ones that advance the sciences, especially to do with the military-industrial complex, and that involves everything, even all the stereo equipment you have in your home. They're involved in all these areas. These are real companies, but they're started up by those, again, who basically are part of the military-industrial complex for a planetary system. And most of the research and development is into other areas, such as brain chips and stuff like that. There's always been a war going on, but it really wasn't until the 20th century that it came to a climax. And there's actually phases in this war where they're planned in centuries. It can take a century to warm up a people to an idea, even for revolution. People don't realize that it takes that long to get an idea rolling amongst the populace. And there's got to be some reason, a truth somewhere. that they can actually teach the people and point to and say, look, this is awful what's being done to you. And the people are given leaders. They follow the leaders. And before they know it, yep, they've had their revolution. Most revolutions, remember, are bloodless. They're cultural. They're done within. And then afterwards, you find this mayhem everywhere, fallout of the new system. And lo and behold, you're not freer after all. You have more government bureaucracies dealing with the fallout, which was really the intent in the first place. Get more and more control over the public in different areas of their lives. That's why media is so important. And obviously, since people guzzle media, literally guzzle it today, then it cannot be left in the hands of those outside of the loop of control. So many newspapers were put under, in fact, in the late 20th century, because they were not in the loop, they didn't join the loop. And those who controlled the advertising industry, and in the U.S., it's only really one company left, one massive corporation. They just pull the ads, and down you go. That's the real world. These things really happened, and there's lists and lists of papers that this was done to, who were politically incorrect. Everybody's given the whiff. It's like giving someone a perfume. They get a whiff of what the new political correctness is, and you better adapt to it quickly, or you're out. That is the real world, because a real war is waging on many different levels and so many areas for your mind and the minds of your children, if you have any. You have to thumb through the old books. Even when I've read them and I pull them up, the old books, once in a while, to see how far advanced they were 100, 200 years ago with the understanding of the human mind itself and populations. You might call it the singular mind of the population, of the majority of the public, and what they knew about it, and how they knew how to manipulate it to en masse. Real sciences. So what do you think they're up to today? It's more intense today. It's more easy today. It's easier because they have instant communication right to you. Every home on the planet can get the same information given to at the same time. That's power, incredible power. One of tonight's stories is about the vaccines, for instance. We have all lived through the creation, or the recent creation of the latest coming plague that wasn't. We've watched all the media go into the concerted effort to terrify the populations of the planet. We've all lived through it. What happened? Nothing. It just fizzled away. And I said that as soon as the media stops harping about it, it'll be gone. This is the same as the last fake swine flu epidemic. Once the media stops harping, it's just gone. There aren't whole areas cordoned off for reasons of contamination. It hasn't happened. People aren't dropping dead all over the place. They're not burying people in mass graves. Yet this is the stuff pumped out by the media, and the reason I'm saying this is because people tend to slip back into the mainstream version and get carried on with the latest news and get conned again and again and again. You learn by living your own life and accepting your own experiences and standing with your own conclusions, your own conclusions. Remember what Albert Pike said. Those who will not use their own mind, basically, their reason and mind, that means memory too. Those who won't use them, it says, are meat on the table and beasts of burden by choice and consent. The reason they had to destroy the interrelationships between generations is because they did not want information passed on to the younger ones by the older ones. All information, including updates in the new cultures, be given via the school. That has been successfully completed. The youngsters are taught not to listen at all to anyone that's older than themselves. That's why they prefer young, very young teachers. They can still identify with the young teacher strategy. But the vaccine thing, and so even when I read articles like this to show you the farce of it all, and I've read quite a few since the so-called flu horror show that was coming down the pike, I said, too, once they had the governments had signed on all the billions of dollars and promises to pay for the next 5 years of vaccines, it would just go away. Yeah. This is from a website, this All-Pro vaccine. It's probably backed by all the big companies. And it's called Fierce Vaccines. I've read from it before, December the 23rd. And when I scroll down here, you see the guy who I think he is, I don't know if he's the editor, but it's John Carroll. He does the editing for it. And I scroll down even further, and I'll put this link up on the site for you to scroll through yourself. Here's an article here. MediImmune recalls swine flu vax doses. Now, I've read an article before where thousands were recalled. Well, here you go. AstraZeneca's MediImmune is scrambling to retrieve up to about 5 million doses of swine flu vaccine. And this is the excuse they give. And I don't believe them at all. I really don't. I've read enough of the pharma industry to understand how they work. This is because it's lost at least some of its potency. FDA officials were quick to reassure the public that the doses delivered in a nasal spray were safe, and the people who had already received the shot drawn from the 13 lots now being recalled don't need to go back and get a second jab. So which is it? Is it one or the other? They give you double speak here. But believe you me as well, the lots would be an awful lot more than 5 million doses. And whatever really is wrong with it is so dangerous that they don't want the public really to know. That's what's about to. So just a week ago, Sanofi Aventis had to issue a recall for 800,000 doses. The other company that had lost their potency. This is an excuse they're given. That's too stupid for if you understand how this stuff is made. This is for the public. It truly is for the public because we're supposed to be really stupid and ignorant. And that's why science can run rings around you with nonsense, like the weather scam as well. See my idea? But they're complaining and they're saying, yeah, they've lost their potency. That's why they're recalling them. Rotten rubbish. It's interesting. These are the ones, too, that it's a mist that you breathe in. It's a cheapo type way of doing it, too, with a live virus. I've read the articles from the World Health Organization because they were doing parts of Africa. I think Nigeria was getting done by, again, our charitable foundations that want to eliminate the third world. Giving out these free shots of polio vaccine that was actually through nasal mist. And what happened was they say that a laboratory-created polio vaccine, because they alter them, they actually can identify which virus it comes from. The laboratory vaccine has now become a killer. It's spreading like wildfire over there. And, of course, most people again will say, well, that must be an accident because no one would do that on purpose. And when you show them the documentation with the bills went through with Kissinger when he declared that the third world was a target. It's just for overpopulation was a threat to the state. They'll still put it into their back a pigeonhole and say, no, I can't deal with that. No one would do that kind of stuff to them. Well, these are the same people who will listen to what I'm saying here and then they run off and get the flu the next time there's a scare. You get the flu shot. They'll run off and get it. Britain was the first country, it is for everything really, it's the flagship for the New World Order. Britain was the first one to try and promote an ID card back in the late 90s. In 98, there's a program in Canada, I think it was Wendy Mesley show, who also went through the coming ID card. In Britain, people at the time says, well, what's happening? The Cold War's over, we're fighting no one, what's the problem? They were very suspicious, so they went back to the burner and waited for 9/11 to happen, which of course it did, and it brought it out again. But people still didn't fall for it. And so they brought it out voluntarily rather than making it mandatory as they first proposed. And they told the public, if you start buying the trial ones, it'll replace your passport. Really? Well, I'll tell you about what happened with that when I come back from this break.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just mentioning how the ID card was brought back and back and back into Britain until they launched a pilot scheme in England. And of course, you buy it. You got to buy the ID card at £30, they say it costs. And how easy it would be for students to go into bars then and prove their age and get drunk. I mean, this is the kind of excuse they're giving to sell it. No kidding. But they wanted to make it compulsory initially. And they had to go back to the drawing board when the public just did not want it. They smelled something up. But it's so wonderful, isn't it? It's like giving you a personal computer, a PC. Everything became personal in the 90s as they tried to get you addicted to something which was not for your benefit, ultimately, down the road. Personal computer and your personal passwords and all this stuff is all personal. This is all marketing strategy. To make you identify with a thing rather than just say this is a piece of plastic junk. Very expensive, though. But if you buy it, your guard is down. It's yours now. You see, it's my ID card. I bought this. Now that's for the government and for many things to come. So some people fell for it, and it says here from the Manchester Evening News, it says here, December 23rd, 2009, the National Identity Card scheme was in chaos last night. Now, this is Christmas time. Everybody's trying to get abroad or over to Europe and so on. As an MEN, I don't know what MEN, investigation, a ministry of something, MEN for men, it says, men. Men expected to be neutered this year. That's my little joke. Investigation revealed some of the country's biggest, that's maybe Manchester Evening News. Sorry, Manchester. It says the country's biggest travel companies are telling customers that they cannot be used instead of passports. So they bought them all, paid the money, and fell for it. They fell for it. Some 1,736 people in Greater Manchester have bought the £30 card after the Home Office promised they could be used to travel in Europe. They believe what they're promised by politicians and the Home Office. A customer service staff at nine major travel companies, including British Airways, Eurostar and BMI, told MEN reporters posing as customers that the cards could not be used instead of passports. Eight of the nine companies later issued statements saying staff had given the wrong advice. I wonder how they get back to all the folk who turned away, eh? And that the cards could be used after all, but Eurostar remained unsure. A spokesman said, "We're unable to confirm whether the ID cards are valid on Eurostar at this time." Meanwhile, two major German airlines said they would not accept the cards until they had been officially recognized by the German federal authorities. So it says it's been a major embarrassment to the Home Office, which has already been forced to water down its ID card scheme. The cards were originally proposed to be compulsory, but after a public outcry, they're now being championed by ministers as politicians as useful for students wanting to get drunk and prove their age, basically. That's what it's about. So, as I say, getting back to the other one, they showed here a documentary on Wendy Mesley in Canada, and she always gets the good stuff. She gets the tip-off for the good stuff for what's coming down the pike. And she went through this whole, I think, one-hour show on the coming ID card, late 90s in Canada. And she was eventually told by a guy in charge of a company, a big company who makes the ID cards. He said that everyone will have one. She says, "Well, what makes you so sure they'll take it?" He said, "Because they'll be given no option." And that's pretty well how the show ended. I've tried and didn't try to get that show. I've still got a little bit of it somewhere on a tape, but I taped over the rest of it on old VHS. And, as I say, Britain is a flagship, and people in the US have no idea what's coming down. They've watched the build-up of internal armies, at least talked about and shown different articles in the regular media since 2001, but they were starting up the internal armies long before that in preparation for what's to come down. But here's what they do in Britain. So you've got all this to look forward to in the US, and Canada too, by the way. Actually, I'll mention before I start that back in the 80s, early 90s, I was told to check out the entrances or the T-junctions at major road intersections and highways, major highways, because they have sockets in the ground there for things to go into on either side. And sure enough, I checked them out, a few major highways, and they did. And this is for these posts they can put in there. They're collapsible fences they can put straight across the highways for future riots and all the rest of it. That's how far ahead they plan things, because they know what's always coming, including the planned bank crashes and all that. It's part of an agenda. So this article here is from Lancashire, or it's with the Liverpool Local News, I should say, liverpoolecho.co.uk. It says here, December the 8th, Lancashire police shut down roads into the county from Merseyside to stop travelling criminal gangs. This is its use. So motorists from Merseyside were facing delays crossing the border into Lancashire today as police launched a crackdown on travelling criminals. You understand, that's like basically cordoning off a state. That's what it's like. Lancashire police locked down all the routes into the county from Merseyside in Manchester as they stopped and searched scores of cars. And they call it Operation Vault, was launched to combat armed crooks. I don't know why they get armed crooks in a country where they've disarmed all the public back in the after World War I. But it says here, armed, it's the only ones that can get the guns, right, is the crooks. So to combat armed crooks travelling across county borders, police chiefs in Lancashire blame criminals from Merseyside and Manchester for much of their serious crime. And then they go on to just explain why they're doing it. Even the cars to look out for, the expensive ones that the gangs are robbing. But this is all, again, they've got Asiatic gangs, everything there now. They've got every kind of guy you can imagine, thanks to the globalism that they've forced upon everybody by mandatory law. And opening the doors wide to immigration to pay off the national debt. They keep telling us at the top they need more coming in. Well, now they're cranking down whole counties with these armed cops. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Yesterday, I read an article by Deng Po to do with how Wikipedia, basically, is a battleground, really, for political correctness, and how teams of people really can work on just the one item all the time to make sure it's a PC type that they want the public to read, and they eliminate anyone else with any other opinion or evidence on any topic. Remember, everything is political. Everything is. If you're out there thinking that everything that's free out there is for your benefit, you've been taken as a sucker. It's to shape your mind according to the masters above you that you don't even know exist. They want to shape your mind to suit themselves. Information is power. Knowledge is power. And here's another article by a guy who was mentioned in the article who keeps getting his site stuck but pulled off it by this team that are very political and obviously well-funded, maybe even full-time, to make sure that the pro-catastrophe, the looming catastrophe scenario succeeds. And it's from Lawrence Solomon. He posted this stuff and had all his stuff pulled before. before by another character and a team, obviously, who change it every 2 minutes. And it's, I think it's the National Post this came from. But anyway, I'll put these links up on my site at the end of the show, and you can check for yourself. December the 23rd, it says here. Lauren Solomon, ClimateGate rages on at Wikipedia. Since my Saturday column described how Wikipedia editors have been feverishly rewriting history over much of the decade, fair-minded Wikipedians have been doing their best to correct the record. No sooner than they remove gross distortions, however, than the distortions are replaced. Now, this is the character who's the obviously getting paid, maybe even full-time to do this. William Connolly, a ClimateGate member of the Wikipedia's chief climate change propagandist, remains as active as ever. How does Wikipedia work, and how does Connolly and his co-conspirators exercise control? Take Wikipedia's page for medieval warm period as an example. In the 3 days following my column's appearance, this page alone was changed some 50 times in battles between Connolly's crew and those who want a fair presentation of climate history. One of the battles concerns the so-called hockey stick graphs, which purport to show that temperatures over the last 2,000 years were fairly stable until the last century, when temperatures rose rapidly to today's supposedly dangerous and unprecedented levels. In these graphs, the medieval warm period, a period of several centuries around the year 1000, appears to be a modest bump along the way. So anything that was really high, they've kept it down low to show that this is the warmest time right now we're going through. So the medieval warm period appears as a modest bump. You know, it was so warm across Europe, they stopped, when they built houses, they stopped putting fireplaces indoors for about 100 odd years, 200 years. Didn't need them. You couldn't live inside the house without a fire in those kind of warm periods. This is normal, up and down, up and down. So they've eliminated that from their graph, you see. Before the hockey stick graphs began to be published about a decade ago, scientists everywhere, including those associated with the United Nations itself, viewed the medieval warm period as much hotter than today. It's amazing how they can change everything in 10 years, eh? Rather than appearing as a modest bump compared to today's high temperatures, the medieval warm period looks more like a mountain next to the molehill that is today's temperature increase. The hockey stick graphs led to an upheaval in scientific understanding when the United Nations reversed itself and declared them bona fide. Soon after, the hockey stick graphs were shown to be bogus by a blue-chip panel of experts assembled by the U.S. Congress. The ClimateGate emails confirmed the blue-chip panel's assessment. We now know that the ClimateGate scientists themselves doubted the reliability of the hockey stick graphs. The whole world is to change because of this bogus graph that they brought out. Isn't that amazing? The whole world, and you and me, everybody, is to suffer with carbon police and taxes because of this fake graph. It says here, with the hockey stick graph so thoroughly discredited, you'd think they would become a footnote to discussion of the medieval warm period, or an object of amusement and curiosity. But no, on the Wikipedia page for the medieval warm period, the hockey stick graph appears prominently at the top, as if it is settled science. Then he goes on to see what happened when he put stuff up. Within 2 minutes, the stuff gets pulled down again by the same bunch, obviously connected with the IPCC. And he mentions, too, about Wikipedia, and how much money, you'll see in the comments at the bottom, that this free, you know, this free, impartial organization, Wikipedia for Knowledge, you understand, gets $6 million a year. With tin cups, you know, going around doors. Well, they'll be funded by the big foundations, you better believe it, because they run everything else that runs your brain, including the textbooks the children must read. Another interesting article has to do with how you can actually use overload of information to dumb people down, which they knew a long time ago, an awful long time ago, through other experiments before computers even came along. December the 16th, 2009, news.com.au, Australia. Brains are overloaded daily with more info than a laptop can handle. And it's December 15th on here. People are so busy processing information from all directions, they're losing the tendency to think and feel sourcenews.com.au says, I guess. The average person is bombarded with enough information every day to overload a laptop computer, a study has found. Through email, the internet, TV, and other media, people are deluged with around 100,500 words a day, equivalent to 23 words per second, University of San Diego researchers estimate. And they claim the strain of processing so much data means we're becoming disconnected from other people and developing shorter attention spans. Well, when you read something like that, who does it benefit? I said years ago that data is data. It's neither true nor false. It's just data. And I mentioned the effects this would have on people because, it's again, they've done this in different experiments on the public in previous centuries. Before they used computers, it can be done in other ways. But it's interesting to see you become disconnected from other people. That's right along with the agenda. The world Soviet, the new socialist world system run by the Fabians. And the Fabians are an alliance, remember, of a group all tightly bound together with a common purpose. And they're developing shorter attention spans. That means you can be conned over and over again with the same tricks. Roger Bond, co-author of the study How Much Information is Called, said, our attention is being chopped into shorter intervals, and that's probably not good for thinking deeper thoughts. No kidding. Well, you see, they were already doing that with a generation that were brought up on cartoons. And I've read the articles before. Again, science wants, everyone wants science and proof and all the rest of it. They can't even take their own lifetime watching children, even their own children, lose their attention span by staring at the Google box. They can't even, now they've got to have scientific facts and studies to before it's true, you see. It's on TV, it must be true, or it's in the paper, it must be true. And they showed that the cartoons, if the children turned their heads away, they're designed this way, for more than 2 to 3 seconds, they'd lose the thread of the story. Because the scenes are only about 2 to 3 seconds long, from face to face, who's talking to who's talking, and this is intentional to make the children stick like glue to the end of that program. But they get short attention spans. And so the studies, of course, are proving what we already knew. Edward Hallowell, a New York psychiatrist and author specializing in attention deficit disorder, said, never before in human history have our brains had to process as much information as they do today. Now remember, most of it is garbage. Garbage. 99.9% of all daily information is garbage. It's meant to overload you. And it has no effect on and bearing on your life anyway. And to show you another article that ties in with this, it's good to go into some of the computer sites once in a while to see what they're pushing and technology and how they're getting the youngsters all geared up to this wonderful Brave New World scenario. This is from, it's called Giga-Om, it's called. And I'll put these links up on my website for you to read. December 22nd, 2009, brain chips, artificial intelligence is all in your head. I guess that's supposed to make youngsters laugh. Then they show you a diagram of the brain, human brain, and where the actual places that they're going to put these chips. And it's interesting because I don't know if you've studied the agenda of those at the top at all, really. They're hard, boring books that they put out in multitudes, especially during the whole Soviet era, mainly printed in New York, for the Soviets, by the way, openly. They talked about getting the perfect Soviet man, someone who would simply obey. You'd be a number. You'd be a cog in the machine. Your individuality had to be destroyed. And the United Nations has also said the same thing. The main danger they have is the individual, not the masses. It's the individual that thinks. Same with Mao Zedong. Mao Zedong said he was not afraid of armies coming against him with weaponry. He said that he was afraid of someone with an idea, a big idea. That's what scared him. And looking at the diagram here and where they're putting it all, it's the usual thing to help people, you know, to help the people, the unfortunates, the one that we really, really care about. We can tell by the way they treat the unfortunates in the world, those that are on these measly pittances of disability pensions and all the rest of it. We know how much they really care. That's why they put thousands and millions of bucks of taxpayers' money into finding ways to alleviate the pain of being on the fringe of society. We know that, don't we? But when you look at what they've got cognition enhancement. And, of course, they say, oh, they could reverse paralysis. They've yet to do that. So it's not for that. Brain-computer interface. Well, they have done that. In fact, the first studies they did were on prisoners in Sweden. They put implants in their brain, hardwired them to computers. So they led the field in that. Prevent seizures. Well, they're really going to pull out because they really care about epileptics and so on, as you know, as you well know. Improve hearing. So they use something that can be done now with a cochlear implant. Artificial vision, just like the Borg had on television. Eliminate depression. Happy. You'll be happy all the time. Do you understand that if you eliminate something that, say sadness, you will never mature into a full human being. Never. As part of maturing into wisdom, you must experience all levels of everything. The ultimate joys, the ultimate sadnesses and tragedies. Otherwise, you'll be a child for Peter Pan syndrome. And since about the 60s onwards, all the ads on TV and all the propaganda from psychiatry says, people should be happy all the time. That's what advertising is about, happy people, happy all the time, like manic depressives in the manic phase, happy, happy, happy. That's not human. But what they'll give you with all this stuff is a sex chip. Oh, wow. So here you are, you'll be a dumb, data-overloaded zombie who can be programmed remotely by someone else who runs your program and probably fed very little, cheap to keep, but you have a sex chip. It's like talking about an animal and how to control it and keep it happy so it'll serve you better, and that's exactly what it really is. Anyone who's falling for all this stuff they see in the sci-fi, oh, I'll have all these amazing powers. Do you believe that those in charge of the world are going to give you any power at all over anything? If you do, you should really go and get that chip very quickly and just have no unhappiness in you with the happiness chip and a sex chip. Lots are almost there at this stage already, by the way. Astonishing, isn't it? And global warming. I mentioned Copenhagen was winding up and they'd all agreed to all the other amendments that will come along with the next meeting. And that's what it's all about, just getting it all on record for a world government, obviously. And some at the top have already said that. This is for a world government, not just those who oppose it, but those who are all for it. Europe was snowed under. That blizzards stopped trains across Europe. Here's an article here from the BBC, and it's from 23rd December. It says, snow and ice is the worst in 20 years. Ice and snow have left Scotland's roads in their worst condition for 20 years, the transport minister has said. Temperatures have dropped as low as minus 16 centigrade, and several areas of the country were hit by heavy snowfalls. The runways Edinburgh were closed, and Prestwick Airport, roads were closed, and buses and different vehicles were overturned in different places. The usual story you get. But all this is happening when they're putting through the biggest scam in history, amongst all the other great scams in history, like the scam with the flu plague that was going to kill so many people. Scam after scam after scam. I get so much data sent to me, I really cursorily glance at things because I know where the spin is in any story. And often I'll take something that's important and then I'll ignore it. I'll just wipe it off because there's a spin attached to the latter part of the articles. professionals do this stuff. Media is not there to help you survive in life. It's not there for that. And it's not there to help you participate in your future or your country's future or your people's future. That's not what it's for. Media is there to control you and to give you trivia most of the time. When the greatest things are happening in the world and massive bills, omnibus bills, thousands of pages get rammed through parliaments and congresses across the planet, they give you these little stories of an individual and what's happening with this little individual who dropped a purse and someone found it and all that kind of stuff. Or a person got mugged. You know the score. You know how it works. Back with more after this break.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293. And be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. So many different techniques are used to get messages across to the public. Comedy is a great one to introduce new ideas that generally would abhor people, and we know how it's done. I've also read the articles where the censorship, international censorship committees, that all your censor board belongs to, their job really is to push the envelope, and they do different surveys to see if the public are ready for the next part, the next part, the next part. That's what their job really is, not to protect your culture. And I've read the articles from their own world meetings. And cartoons, too, are amazing tools to be used for those in control. because your sensor, again, of your brain is down. You think you're being entertained and it's silly, and you just sit back and your jaw drops and you've been downloaded. I mean, who would suspect cartoons? And cartoons now, they're teaching them to hate adults who destroyed their planet in cartoons. And if you wrap a cartoon in with a comedy, which is the Simpson idea, to get adults watching it too, then everyone gets brainwashed, children and adults. And things happen that you'd hide the children's eyes from if it was happening with actors. The movie, The Simpsons put a movie, the movie it's called, someone sent me a breakdown of what they noticed. And it's got threats of parenting classes as noticed in the actual cartoon. So that you need a parenting class if you're an adult. Pollutions in Lake Springfield. There's a state of emergency. They show you bestiality and kissing pigs. They have the skull and crossbone symbolism everywhere. The Environmental Protection Agency is mentioned throughout it. Schwarzenegger as president is in there too. Trapped in a huge dome city over Springfield. Holographic TV screen is inside the dome. Supplies are running low, so there's rationing, gasoline for instance. People are policing each other, spying on each other. Homosexuality, the policemen kissing each other, the two policemen. Underage drinking. Chemtrails are shown in the cartoon. That's how you're conditioned to think it's all normal. NASA even put out a documentary showing all these chemtrails now because people are asking questions to tell them it's all normal. So the chemtrails in it and the clouds get longer throughout the movie. Power failure happens because they cut back on energy. Crime and there's theft in the dome. Supplies are running out and there's rioting. National Security Agency listens in on all phone calls. Helicopters, armed guards are outside the dome. Doomsday clock is ticking. There's suicide in it. And then, of course, they put this a little bit at the end. No animals are harmed during filming. But you can't enjoy any fiction today, any fiction, without something being implanted in your mind as per predictive programming. Through the use of emotion, especially in drama and movies, they can make any system, any incident actually seem very human until you identify with characters, even a mass murderer if need be. It's just a guy like you. They can do that sort of stuff. Hollywood did all that during the 40s, even with all the gangster movies. They humanized the crooks, the guys who would gun folk down with machine guns. They can do anything with your brain if you let them, and most do, rather than use it for themselves. We'll be back again tomorrow night. So from Hamish, myself, in Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God, or your gods go with you.
Introducing the new GoPro.